Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high.
See, even when you're all, you know, disappointed, you've got your Phillies cup. You're still there, ready to represent.
I love them.
Filling time, buddy. Filling time. People are so ready, just like yesterday for the Duran Pod. People are can't wait for this to start.
Little different vibe.
What do you think? You think it's just as big a yo for today as yesterday? Probably, right? I mean...
we'll get into it, but
I mean, when they get someone who we've been talking about in the pod for like 5 years, them adding, I mean, how can we not come and get crazy?
But I was told Davis cooked.
It is funny that yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. I know. Do the yo.
Okay, let's see. Yo! Oh, man! It is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time. Philadelphia, celebrate responsibly. Man, it feels like such a missed opportunity, Fritzy. And, like, I know that the Phillies are better today than they were a couple days ago. And if they had gotten Duran at the deadline and Bader, like, I don't think we would have been thrilled in the way we want to be thrilled, but I think we would feel better than the way this played out. Like, you know, that you can make the argument that, you know, Bader was the best outfielder, probably Laureano, I would say, but certainly one of the two or three at most best outfielders actually moved at the deadline. The guys didn't get moved, but like, And they can win the World Series, like the way they're built, all that good stuff.
Official disclaimer.
Yes. Like they are better, and Duran's awesome, and all that stuff. But like, they had it right there, Jack, sitting in front of them. This whole city could have been filling up. And like, I know that outfielders didn't get moved, but here's my annoyance. Like we talked about it, like. They should have gotten Eugenio Suarez. He was there. And the Mariners, like, they traded their seventh prospect and a couple other guys, or fifth, or whatever it was. Like, they traded some guys, but like, something the Phillies could have absolutely afforded. I know he was a rental, but like, and I know he didn't fit perfectly, but I just think that whether it wasn't getting Suarez, wasn't getting Brandon Donovan, who didn't get traded, but like those type of guys trying to. I feel like Dave went in saying, all right, well, we're going to get the best outfielder we can get. And like, I think they should have gotten creative. They should have found another way, or they should have got you a Eugenio Suarez. Again, like Bader's a nice player, a good player. He is a above average overall. When you take all into account, he's a former Gold Glover, like not quite the same fielder he used to be in center, but he's pretty close. Look, he's a damn good center. He's a better center fielder than Marsh. He's really good out there, and a right-handed bat who's having another nice season. He gives you some pop. He's a professional baseball player. Like, he's better. He's a better player than they had. He's an addition. But, like, knowing that Max Kepler is going to be here tomorrow, knowing that, like, the Padres went out and just, yes, like, it pillaged their farm system, but came out of it, you know, with a bunch of dudes. I mean, they went out and got Liriano and O'Hearn from the Orioles on top of all the other stuff. It feels like it was right there for Dave, and he had like the city in his hands, and he like kind of like for now, until they do something in the playoffs, literally like let it slip through his fingers.
Yeah. So I drove home in silence, and it was
disturbing text from you on the way home. I'll say that a disturbing text of the version of Jack I was going to get on this podcast.
It's really, really, really disappointing. Like you said, and I think you summed it up really, really well. again, had they done Duran at 5:55, this is a celebratory, like, Dave's the man, there's the Dave trade, blah, 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 blah. And I bleeping love Harrison Bader. Like, this, I don't know if there's...
5 years. For 5 years on this podcast, Jack has been asking the Phillies to go on. He is like an all-time, he's like almost Adam Duvall level of like high hopes coded bit guy who Jack has wanted here.
And that's the sick part. Like they it's like they threw me a bone. They threw our listeners a bone. And they were like, oh, is he, watch, is it they puppeteer down the One Citizens Bank Parkway. Oh, well, you've been complaining about not getting Duvall. Bang, here's Harrison Bader, who you've also complained about, you big loser. Like, that's what I think that they were planning down in CBP. But for the love of all that is holy, it was right there. Like, it, you could have got O'Hearn and put him at first base, and you put Harper in the outfield if you wanted. You could have put O'Hearn in the outfield. I didn't want to give up Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan. Like, I'm perfectly fine with that. I love Stephen Kwan. We're talking about him like he's an MVP candidate. You know,
I love him, but he's a great player. Like, he would have made him so better. Like, I just think people were hating on him too much, and we had to stand for him because he deserves it. But
I didn't want to trade Painter for him.
Keeping Painter was the right baseball decision, especially when you think about where this pitching staff is headed the next few years with the Wheeler thing and Lizardo up after next year, Ranger up after this year, Nola, who the hell knows. Like, it's not like they're
had to
starting pitching moving forward. So.
Had to, and especially after traded Abel. You know, you traded Abel yesterday, and, you know, Gage Wood, we all know, is coming, and Cade Obermueller and Cody Bauer.
They're going to be starters, like we always said, not relievers. They're starters.
Would never do that. Don't put them right in the bullpen and get them ready for September. But man, it's like, it's just when he does something awesome, like Duran, and even Bader, which I'm sure we'll get more into Bader because it is a good move. Like, he could have got another sick bullpen. I mean, the Yankees got Bednar and Duvall
and Bird
and the Padres. I know, but they got almost everyone. It seems like they got Mason Miller.
They already had Suarez, Adam, and Estrada. Like, that's already like so much better than our bullpen.
I can't even compute that. I can't compute what kind of bullpen that is. It's impossible.
It's like a 5-inning game.
Even dude, and you went into the deadline, and the Dodgers didn't even make a move. Like, I would have died for Brock Stewart here.
Dodgers,
you know,
traded away Dustin May. Not that he was a part of, exactly.
Now they did get James Tibbs eventually.
It seems like it was a really smart organizational move to trade away Dustin May. Yeah,
but the Dodgers didn't really do the move. They didn't do the thing.
I was sure you'd end up with Kwan, dude. I would have bet everything I had that at 5:50. I was like, Dodgers got Kwan or whatever, you know.
The Mets, the freaking Dodgers traded for Alex Call. It was right there. It was right there. And the Mets, like, I think Cedric Mullins stinks. I'm glad they traded for Cedric Mullins. He's past his prime. But they also got some sick bullpen pieces. Like, it feels like the Phillies, again, like, it was a B deadline. Very solid B.
I would give him a B.
If you want to go B+, okay, because Duran's that good.
I would go closer to B+ than B-. But, I mean, arguably, Miller has more control. I would rather have Duran as a closer today than Miller personally, but they're both great. But you could argue Duran was the best player traded at the deadline. You know, he's up there is the point.
Him and Miller.
Yeah, that's my point. Him and Miller.
To baseball's credit, it was a great deadline. There's a lot of talk about the deadline being dead heading into it. Today was a really fun, really active, very stressful day. But I just keep coming back to, we're going to see the same lineup that has done the same thing and has, for a majority of this season, they have done the same thing that we've seen them do in the postseason for the third straight year. It hasn't changed. It's not changing. Max Kepler, you know, Dave Dombrowski, whatever that quote was, I know he did say he said he's a left fielder right now, which is
he's on our roster.
I mean, maybe he's out of here, but even if you do that, like, so let's say they DFA Kepler, right?
I mean, they don't honestly, you think he's better? Like, what do you like? At least he can hit a home run, like, as a bench bat. Like, in midfield, like, honestly, I don't think Kepler's going anywhere. I think it's more likely they send Rojas to the minors to move him off the team, which I'll probably do for Bader anyway. But, like, I think it's more likely – I mean, Wes Wilson will probably go down, obviously. Yeah, but I think it's more likely Rojas goes down than the DFA Kepler. Don't you?
Well,
Rojas has options, right? So
he has options, of course.
Yeah.
And this is my fear. He has been hitting the ball hard this week, and Dombrowski said it.
You called it.
I know this team.
And Dombrowski actually said it. He said it in his quote. He's like, "Well, he's been hitting the ball like."
I know.
It's like, Dave, could you not do these freaking quotes, man? Like this, the stupid, well, fourth and chase rate, and like all these, like, he's so good with the media. He's so eloquent and he always says the right things, except for a couple times when he just gets a little like annoyed with the situation. I think where he's like, people are questioning them and calling out what they do. And he's like, has to do his well, actually. And it's like, don't ever do the well, actually, Dave. Don't ever do it, man.
And okay, so let's say they DFA Kepler because they feel like Crawford has to come up and has to play every day. Then is it Martian and Bader as a platoon?
Yeah, Crawford's the other thing too. Yeah, jeez.
How is it all going to work? Or are you just going to keep Crawford in the minor leagues for the rest of the year? Well, I mean,
it seems like they're going to bring Crawford up at some point, right? I would think. Look, the roster expands in September. I don't know if they wait that long to do it.
Well, does it? I mean, what does it get to 26?
Doesn't it go to 28 September still now or something? No, is it not? Do they not do anymore?
Gabe Kapler broke the 40-man roster. Gabe Kapler
ruined everything, but I thought it went up a little. I could be wrong, though, to be honest.
It might go to, like, 26. I don't know. Maybe.
Isn't it already at 26 now? I think it's already at 26. Yeah.
Maybe it goes to 28.
Regardless, look, you're right, because the Crawford thing – look, I think Rojas is going down for either – like, for Crawford or – So, like, Wilson goes down. Let's play this out. Well, Wes Wilson goes down.
It can go to 28, by the way.
Look at your board here.
Good job.
Never a doubt. So, I don't know if they want to wait till September, but that is a easy way to not have to drop someone before the playoffs and see what you have in Crawford for a month before you make a decision on whether to keep him or Kepler on a playoff roster. And it gives Kepler a chance to, you know, who knows, and get hot like they're talking about, which we're not a believer in, but Dave did mention it, because I don't think Rojas is easily going to go down for this at some point, I would think, if they want, because they don't even need to move Kepler, right? So they could just bring Crawford up and move Rojas down, and they got Bader and what Wilson goes down, and you're good, right? I mean, that's probably the roster gymnastics they'll do. So
because they'd rather have Kemp up than Wilson.
Yeah, and then if they don't want to send Rojas down, they can wait till September and bring Crawford up if they don't think he's ready, and they get a month look at him before the playoffs, which is probably enough.
And I'm pretty sure that there's something with August 15th in service time. So if they want
to... Yep.
Boom. I know.
There you go. I'm sure. No, I mean, look, you know what? Is these 15 games for Crawford to be in the major leagues more important than your service time? Like, I don't know. And I don't know how it works, but like, I don't know. Like, it's frustrating that we're talking about this because they didn't just go out and find a legit bat, and we were just like, all right, send Rojas down, like, send Wilson down, like,
well,
and just control.
This is really depressing, and I'm sorry, but it's just how I feel. Like, I just don't think they're good enough offensively to win the World Series. Like, I know that's not like breaking news, but I just wanted something creative today that leaves me feeling like, here's the wind at the back of our sails. Bang, it's go time. And like, let's, all of our chips are in. Go win it. And I just don't know how you trade for 2.5 years of an elite closer, and it feels like almost the same. I mean, you feel like you're almost the same, except the back of the bullpen is better. The back of the bullpen is 100% better. I don't leave the trade deadline with this feeling of, okay, now let's go win the World Series. And I know the old adage is the stars of the deadline don't always equal World Series. I understand.
Yeah, Steve Pierce. I mean, we've done this the whole leading up to the deadline. The Steve Pierce is the Eddie Rosario's, and Royce Lewis. And Harrison Bader could be that. Like, Harrison Bader could turn into that guy for the, he could.
I totally agree. Like, I think Bader, I think we're gonna really, really like Bader. I think he has some edge. He's had big postseason home runs. I mean, his OPS in the postseason is over 800. He feels clutch, you know. And the one thing that I found interesting is that his numbers against lefties are not – like, he's a reverse splits guy this year for some reason. He's hitting, like, 241 against lefties, which, you know, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It actually makes me believe that he's going to be everyday center fielder.
Exactly, because that's a weird splits thing. And, in reality, shouldn't he be the everyday center fielder and you put Marsh in left? Like, isn't that the best lineup? And, look, I know they're going to play Kepler and they're going to mix and match and all that, but, like, isn't the best lineup most likely – Bader in center and Marsh in left?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Yeah. But then where's Crawford play? And like, that's you keep coming back to it. And it's so funny. It's like they added a guy who, if you just insert him in, and it's actually an indictment on the lineup, but the fact that he's like the third highest OPS. And
I know. He's better than all their outfielders. Like, it was as much as everyone's upset, like OPS wise, you know?
That's terrifying. I mean, it's terrifying. He's been on a million teams the last couple of years.
It illustrates, put an exclamation mark exactly what we're talking about on the why this team needed whether Yainio Suarez, Quanding a tree, but like that type of guy to come in and change the complexion of the lineup, whether it was from the middle of the lineup, from the top of the lineup, but someone who comes in and is another bat that you can really count on, you know, And look,
it should have been two freaking bats.
Exactly. If you're going to do Bader, it should have been two bats, or it should have been like they should have gotten O'Hearn or Laureano in addition to Bader if they're going to do it, or whatever. O'Hearn would have made more sense if they're getting Bader. Yes. But like, and O'Hearn was there. Like, O'Hearn, especially when you watch the Padres, and I know you don't make moves because other teams, when you're watching the Padres, just add all these guys. And look, I don't think the Mets had a better deadline than the Phillies. I think it's probably maybe slightly better because they added in one more bullpen arm. But like, I think Bader's better than Mullins. I'd rather have Bader than Mullins.
100%.
And it's not like the Mets did that much more. Like, they added Gregory Soto. Like, I think it's more the Padres went crazy. And like, it felt like an NL arms race for a lot of the day and a lot of the time. And especially when the Mets and Phillies were going back and forth with the Duran and Helsley stuff and Rogers right before that and all that. But at the end of the day, it really felt like the Phillies, Mets, Dodgers made less moves. Like, the Cubs didn't do too much. Like, the contenders, the Brewers didn't do much. Like, the teams at the top of the National League, it really felt like the Padres went insane. And then the Phillies and Mets are really the next two who did the most. Like, if we really want to step back and look at the six teams that are very likely to make the playoffs in the National League, I know the Reds are probably the only other one you would even consider making that leap. I would think teams get hot. You never know, the Cardinals a couple years ago made that run, whatever. But like, it just feels like, I'm not super psyched.
You're talking yourself into it. Yeah,
but there I am it is. At least like, at my point,
I understand
it. It felt like at a point in the day, it felt like all the teams in the National League were going to do more stuff and the Phillies weren't. And at the end of the day, it was really just the Padres who kept doing stuff.
Well, yeah. So as we eventually work our way through this thing, which we
we're doing it. We're doing it, buddy. I'm bringing you along, pal. Listen, I'm the positive one today.
Aiden Miller and Arun Escobar are still filled.
Real though, like I will say, like, I'm really happy they have Aiden. You know, I really am. And there are trades that we all would have made in that moment and thought about. And I think that if they had traded Aiden as the front piece of a Quan deal, like, that would have made sense. Like, I wouldn't have killed him. I probably would have been excited to have Quan on the other end of it. I would have understood it. But I am happy Aiden's a Philly. Like, I do believe in him. And we have not had real hitting prospects in my lifetime since Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, and Ryan Howard. And honestly, it's like mostly it in my life who really panned out in a real way. So, like, I am excited that Aiden's here. I'm excited that Arun Escobar is here. So I'm excited that Crawford's here. And it does, Jack, tell me if you agree with this. It really feels like of all those guys, and it feels like they really did want to keep Painter, Miller, and Crawford. I know they were in on stuff and all that. But I think that we knew they liked Painter and Miller the level they did. I think the Phillies really love Justin Crawford. Like, that's something I took away from this deadline. It felt like everything they talked about, like, they were keeping him up. It felt like even the rumors that we heard, whether behind the scenes or whatever, like, didn't include him at any point, it felt like. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It feels like they're really high on Justin Crawford. Whether they're high on him for this to contribute this year or not, that different question. But it feels like they like Crawford maybe more than maybe we thought they did. Or than the rankings say.
Well, I think the thing that is clear is the Phillies believe in Justin Crawford more than the rest of baseball believes in Justin Crawford.
Yeah, and exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
It could be a very good bet because, again, he's hitting 340 and we know all the numbers. We don't need to get in the ground ball rate. But I think definitely it's a lot of, you know, you guys don't see what we see. Which, if it works out, great. Then we have a really, really good player. I think that I think they really like Arun. Like I think Arun Escobar is someone who they really, really covet. And he is someone that I don't think that they are super eager to move on from. Cause I think they believe that I think he could be the stop replacement. Like there is some excitement. It's hard to say right now. There is some excitement to keeping the guys around, letting them develop and bringing them up and letting them cook a little bit, which is always fun. Having prospects is fun.
It is the way you sustain windows. Like, you have to hit on them, but you're not going to – like, this team right now, like, think about the homegrown guys who are big parts of it offensively. It's Stott and Bohm, and it's not guys who are really bringing it for this team. Like, this team is all built from the outside. Like, that is not a feasible long-term model, especially when you think about the guys who are the contracts that we have. You know, you need some of these guys on cost-controlled contracts to contribute and be good and to carry Harper and Turner and hopefully Schwarber when they sign him and whatever into their mid-30s. Like, it's massive.
But at the same time, there is you have no idea if Schwarber's going to be resigned. You have no idea if JT's going to be resigned. You have no idea if what's going to happen with the Ranger. And next year could be the last year of, because the they could not play 162 games in 2027. So, like, in the 2028 fills with Arun Escobar and Aiden Miller and all that good stuff, I don't know. Maybe in another year, you know, those guys, like, Arun has had a really good first half, but has been off to a cool start in high A. Aiden has obviously been not great in double A. Maybe they rebuild. I don't think they're rebuild their value, but like,
no, but maybe, make it higher.
Maybe they're hot prospects a year from now, right now, when they were a little bit cooled off.
Well, and look, if you do look at it, if the Phillies do intend to re-sign Schwarber and Realmuto, which I think we both think it is a very realistic thing of happening, you know, and you let Ranger walk, I mean, and Painter comes up next year, Noel's healthy. Like, I think the Phillies could be looking at this as a 2-year window in terms of what they had, because they got Duran for multiple years in terms of, like, keeping some of these prospects, because Painter is a part of the rotation next year, and then having Miller and Escobar and Crawford, as maybe Crawford's part of the team next year, maybe he's something you could trade, whatever. But the point being that I do think that they could be thinking about it in a way like that, where they're like, we're going to maximize these 2 years. And there weren't the deals that they thought was worth giving up those guys for that window. Again, it's just, we know that you went and got Duran, like, you're right there. These guys, it's not like Bryce Harper and Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber and all of these are going to be, like, definitely better next year. Like, here's the thing I will say too, though, going back to a statement you made before where you said you don't think the lineup could win the World Series. And obviously I know you're saying it more that you don't believe that it's likely that they will. Obviously they can. We know that they can. You know, teams get hot, like the Harrison Bader thing. We could see Harrison Bader have a Steve Pierce type 2 weeks. We could see, you know, like, there's all that type of stuff. But I will say that it really does hammer home what we talked about, that if they are going to win this, or if they are going to put a charge in it, sorry, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, on you guys. Like, it is what it is. Like, they are going to have to be the best versions of themselves. And obviously other guys are going to have to step up. You know, Bohm's not going to have to not stink, Cassidy, Stott, whether it's even a night by night thing, but those three dudes are going to have to be awesome. Like, there's a lot of pressure. And look, they're paid like it. They want it. They're the leaders, especially, you know, Harper and Schwarber. So like, go do it. But you know, it's just what it is now. Like, they didn't get help in that sense.
Yeah, and that's the frustrating part for me, is if you go back to 08, right? Ryan Howard didn't hit a home run until game four of the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Utley, I mean, he had the home run off of Derek Lowe, but it's not like he was lighting the world on fire until later. Like, I just...
They had Worth, and they had Victorino, and they had all these guys.
That's like they had a bunch of dudes, and I just, you know,
yeah,
I could see a world where Bader goes nuts in a postseason series. I don't know.
This team has a better pitching staff than that 08 team. If you want to flip it around that way, I don't think you can say they have a better bullpen, obviously, because of the way it played out. But I do think that, like, Duran's can do what Lidge did. You know, that's
well, doable. Yes, I would hope.
I don't, the rest of the book, look, the 08 bullpen was better than this one, but it's not like this one, at least has a chance to, you know,
well,
be in that vicinity in the playoffs. Like,
I think this bullpen's starting to round into form. I really do. Yeah, I mean, like,
it's not the 08 one. I'm not trying to compare it to it, but like the 11 one, like, you could say it's as good as that bullpen, which
way better than the 11 one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, better than the 11 one, like, better than some of those other ones, like that 10, probably, you know, like, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be a team that's going to be...
Look, it's better than the 2022 bullpen that came within two games winning the World Series. Like, much better.
Yeah, I know.
Much better. Zach Eflin was closing games in 2022 for them.
No, it's just, I can't, it's so hard to replicate 22. It's like, it's almost not even worth bringing up.
I know.
Because
it's more, I think, no, it's not to bring up for the Phillies replicating it. I think it's more to bring up that we should bring up 2022, and we should bring up 2023, and we should bring up, you know, last year, yeah, the Dodgers won, but you can go back. You should bring up that Braves team. Like, sometimes teams just get it and hit it and have a vibe at the right time. Like, if you look at that Braves lineup that won with, yeah, they had Freddie Freeman, but like, again, they had Eddie Rosario and Jorge Soler and Jock Peterson, like, carrying them through the playoffs. Those guys were nothing at this time when we were thinking about the playoffs. So, like, again, I'm not trying to be Mr. Positive. I started this pod saying that I'm incredibly disappointed just with the fact they didn't grab the moment and they really had it, and I would have gone for it. But I do think just to your point about, like, this lineup can't win the World Series, like, they definitely can. I don't think it's likely. I don't think they're going to, but, like, they can, you know?
They can. And I think the thing that Bader will bring is he does have a little bit of an edge to him, which will be interesting to see. And I think he's got a little
clubhouse that doesn't seem like it has too much edge at times. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Like a little spark.
A little edge. Yeah.
A little spark. So I'm very excited for Bader. I really am. It's not about Harrison Bader. It's really just thinking about Bowman Castellanos being in the middle of the lineup again. And
I know.
That's
like Marsh. Like, Marsh is playing really well. Like, I like Brandon Marsh right now.
JT's hitting really well.
I'm into them right now. Like, when they come up, I'm like, all right, I don't feel hopeless. Guess what? Once the playoffs start, no matter what they do till then, I'm going to feel like hopeless until they don't make me feel that way. Cause to your point, like, I totally get it. And I think the vast majority of Philly fans tomorrow when they wake up, again, despite it being a B to B plus deadline overall, and them getting one of the best players traded at the deadline and a massive difference maker, you know, I think that most people are going to wake up and be like, well, going to see Cassidy do it again, going to see Marsh do it again, going to see Bohm do it again, going to see Stott do it again, if he even plays, like maybe Sosa. Like, I get it. Like, I think it's totally fair to feel that way. And I think that, you know, and I think the majority, and I think it's a shame. I think it's a shame that's why I led the pod with the exact thing I did. Like, the Phillies had a chance. Like, this city would have been freaking, like red everywhere if they had just gone out and added you a Eugenio Suarez or something like that, like gotten one of the real bats, gotten Ryan O'Hearn even. Like, I know that people don't really know Ryan O'Hearn, but they would have looked at his stats and they would have watched some videos of him and been like, oh, we got a dude, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, right there. Now, what I, there could be like a saving grace with the lineup. So Castellanos is what he is overall. A productive player. Harper heating up. When Bohm is back, he'll be at third base. We'll see, right? Mm-hmm. But like, if Kemp can kind of, if there's like a maybe Kemp Stott thing at is. Second base,
Kemp and Crawford, the saviors.
Kemp and Crawford, Kemp and Crawford. But the problem is the idea of Kemp and Crawford is, can Crawford play enough? Like, I don't know how they're going to make it work. I don't know how they're going to make it work. I mean, unless it just turns into a Bader,
Dave said that, Marsh, right? Center field platoon. That was Dave's thing, where he was like, I don't know if we can bring him up if he can't play every day. Like, we want him to play every day. Like, you know what the funny thing is, too, that I keep going back to my head because we keep
But then they should have just traded him. They should have just traded him.
Of course. That's the point. But you know what I keep thinking in my head? And it, like, we keep talking about Cassie, and it rightfully so, and we all feel the same way. Like, Nick Castellanos did, like, had, like, one of the great playoff stretches of all time. Like, him and Reggie Jackson are in the record books together. Like, it's crazy because he has had real moments in the playoffs. And, like, I don't know what his overall numbers are in the playoffs. Like, Cassie, we should probably look that up. But it is crazy to think that a guy who was able to have those type of eyes, I mean, he hit 5 home runs in 3 playoff games. Like, and we're like, well, he's going to stink. it's just, and I'm not like, it's just crazy to think that way. Like, and again, I'm saying it. We're all saying it. It's just crazy to think that this is a guy who we've seen do magical things in the playoffs, and yet somehow we have gotten to the point with him, and rightfully so, where we're like, well, gonna chase, there we go. It's crazy, you know. It's really, it is wild to think about.
And a positive thing is that they have, I mean, they've severely reduced their K rate this year, which is much different than last year. Chase stuff is much better than it is last year. And hey, maybe it works.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Because I'm really excited about Matt Manning, too. I looked him up. I thought he had to be older than he is. He's only 27. Like, I'll take a shot on Matt Manning, dude. He was a former legit prospect, man.
Yeah, dude. So there's your next Hoffman. I mean, it's right there. Matt Manning. I mean,
we're back.
Yeah, we're back. I mean, it feels like an Ani deal. Feels like an Ani right before the deadline. You know, let me go steal Matt Manning for absolutely nothing. He was DFA'd today. Great. Perfect. I've seen so many of these failed starters. I've seen like Brad Keller. I've seen Luke Weaver. I've seen Jeff Hoffman. This guy was a top 100 prospect. His fastball has elite traits. He's been horrible in AAA. I totally get it. Totally get it. But he is someone who maybe they get that they're already setting him. They already are sending him straight to Clearwater to get into the pitching lab and develop that thing, baby. Put him in the bullpen. See what you got. And let's ride. Let's ride. I can't wait for Matt Manning.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, it was not enough to soothe the soul, but it was definitely a fun little like, hey, I really like Matt Manning. I was in on him. I found him in fantasy a few times, hoping it was going to be the time, and it wasn't the time. But
I like Matt Manning. I trust the Phillies, the pitching development.
Exactly. I like the shot, the upside shot. It's a fun trade. It's a fun trade.
They really added 2 bullpen pieces today.
They added the next John Duran.
Yeah, you know, well, next Hoffman, no doubt about it. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Next Hoffman.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. All right, we got anything else?
I wanted to be clear that I'm very excited for Harrison Bader.
Duran, not the band. Duran, he's awesome. Yes. Like, he at Duran. He is going to be Joan. So he said it. We did it on the morning show. It's Joan Duran, like that. Like, Joan Duran. I nailed it. I'm pretty
just like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. No big deal. He's awesome. He, like, I do think Again, I just wish they had traded for him. I wish Dave could have been like, deal's done. One tiny caveat, and I'll throw you $100,000 of cash if we have to. But like, we can't announce this till 5:55 tomorrow. Like, cause it just, I think I want people to be excited about him because he really is awesome. And
yeah,
I think it was a trade I would have made. Like you get him, you go all in. We thought they should have done it, but I would have made that trade no matter what. Even if you had told me they weren't going to add a big bat, I still would have made the Durant trade. I still think it's a great trade.
Well, yes. And given that they traded their entire team today, the Twins should do the Phillies a solid and take Max Kepler back.
It's unbelievable. You know, at least they went for it. I mean, it's crazy. You see some of these teams like not like the White Sox not trading Robert. It's just like, it's weird. Why not? Like, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, and I get it. Sometimes you can't move guys, but if you're the Diamondbacks, like, why not trade Zach Allen? I know, a draft pick and all that, but like, just guys who are going to be free agents. I never understood in these situations, if you're really selling off, like, sell off, man. Now the Twins went further. They traded guys like Griffin Jack and stuff like that, or could be there for longer. But the only guys the Twins have signed for next season, Jack, did you see this?
No.
Byron Buxton and Pablo Lopez. That's it. Those are the only two players that are on their roster for next season.
Matt Wallner's not. He's I guess
The 26 man, not 40 man or whatever. I don't know.
Well, no, but he's maybe it's arbitration stuff.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
But yeah, that's and the fact
that's a good point. Well, they got 10 man, they left 10 men off their 26 man or something today. It's crazy.
Oh, nice. Well, and the fact that the Rays got Griffin Jacks is just disgusting. I'm so
annoying.
I'm so mad. Would have taken.
Also, come real quick. I'm sorry. Just with the Twins thing coming up. And Dave did this with the Angels too. How weird is it just making two trades with the same team? Like, why don't you just make the one trade for all of it together? I never understood that. Like, why?
Well, apparently they asked for Bader, apparently, and the Twins said no. It's
what?
A weird one. I don't have a good explanation. And again, for a guy that had been a lifelong Twin, just take him back. Agree to pay the rest of it. Just take Max Kepler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can we send him back to Germany? Does Germany want him? Do they have a team that he can play on?
I don't think so. Well, it's really just about making sure someone can take that salary for the rest of the year so they don't have to pay it. That's all I care about.
I don't even care. Just pay the salary. Who cares? I would pay him to go away. I just pay him to go away.
Anyway. I need the $3 million that's prorated on that deal right now. we're trying to stay as close to the fourth luxury tax as possible.
What are you gonna do? Oh god, they can't add anyone anyway. It's done. They're done.
We can still get up. We can still get
add someone off the street. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they don't spend tax on it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Who cares?
Why do you care? Is it your tax?
I don't know, man. It's the hope that kills you.
I'm just joking.
And hopefully, Harrison Bader rakes.
All right. We'll be back after the week. Who do they play this weekend?
No, Tigers.
Tiger. Oh, yeah. Huge series. Yeah. Wheeler Scooball. I did know that. Yes, it is. Huge one. Could have had a lot more juice to it, but it should still be a fun one. Two or three. Fritzy. We'll feel better next time. Uh-huh. Until then, use fruits and seltzer.